This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Are you or your loved ones in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. The doctors at the Yardley Institute have had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to the Northwest for the treatments of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. So listen and learn about the unique natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health and Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C.
It's Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally, Dr. Lee Yardley. Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Lisa, in just a moment, and I guess she had a host of issues she was dealing with.
She really did. She, you know, it was stabilizing her body. That was the reason she walked in. A complaint was she couldn't do things because of excruciating pain in her hips, her sacroiliac, her neck, her shoulders, constant muscle tightness, all starting with a motor vehicle accident 5 years before.
Let's chat with her. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me today.
Oh, we're delighted to have you. Dr. Lee Yardley is here.
Hi there, Lisa.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, Lisa, why don't you start by telling us what you were dealing with when you walked in the door with Dr. Yardley?
Oh, it was a hot mess. my neck, my hips, all over the place. I hurt everywhere.
And what did that
down
mean?
I was learning body parts, like, you know, my sacrum is out, my this is out, my SI joint, my this. I knew every body part, but I didn't know anything, honestly. I was just in so much pain. Everything was on fire.
So, Lisa, what did that do to your quality of life? Did it have an impact on your job or your life around the house or what?
Yes, yes. I pretty much spent most of all my free time on my back, either on heat or ice. Living off of ibuprofen, which was eating up my stomach, and crying if I had to figure out how to work.
Boy, that's really tough.
Because it was hard, yeah.
And how did you find Dr. Yardley?
My husband said, what you're doing right now is not working.
Okay.
We think you need another opinion. And I'm like, yeah, who'd that be? So he had listened to Dr. Yardley just for the sheer sake of being in his car, traveling to work every morning. So he has been retired for quite a while, but he still remembered the commercial. So he went to his website and put in a request for me. And then I was talking to, I believe, Roxanne, like the next day.
Boy, and that started a journey, I'm sure. You went in to see Dr. Yardley, and you became a candidate for care. Am I correct?
Yes, yes.
And then, assumedly, you had your first experience with him with the adjustment. What was that like?
The strangest experience ever, because it doesn't feel like he's hardly even touched you. It's like just the most gentle manipulation.
You're not the only person that says that. So shortly after the procedure, did you feel anything immediately or did it take a few days?
I actually felt it immediately. For me, because I was so messed up, I could feel it immediately. And then it just took, you know, time for everything to kind of all its kinks to get ironed out. Dr. Yardley was right. Every single thing he told me, I wasn't sure if I 100% believed it at the time, but he's like a miracle worker.
You went into this thing pretty skeptical and came out a true believer. Is that what I'm hearing from you?
Yes, exactly. Because I'm like, how is he going to fix all of my ailments? he was only going to be able to fix one thing. How is he going to fix them all? No, he fixed all of them.
Dr. Yardley, why is it that you're able to fix all of those things with this gentle little procedure? What are you doing?
Well, I think the thing is, I don't fix anything, but the body does have the ability to heal itself, and it needs communication. And when that communication is blocked, things just don't work right.
Yeah.
And once we get that unblocked, it is quite amazing the ability the body has to heal itself.
Well, let's talk about that. Lisa, where are you today? So we know that you were a hot mess.
Yeah.
Or you saw Dr. Yardley. How you doing today?
Today, I'm doing fabulous. I turned 50 in August, and I finished my program on like May 2nd of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Started an exercise program as soon as he put me off of my, said, gave me my wings to fly. You're done. And started doing a bunch of exercise, and I've been doing fantastic ever since. And I think every single morning I wake up and I'm driving to Olympia, or I can't believe I'm sitting in my car right now and I'm not crying. I can't believe I'm sleeping at night. I can't believe I just jump out of bed with no aches and pains in the morning. It's just the strangest feeling to be 50 and feel this great. I've never felt this great.
That is a wonderful testimony. And you are happily not the only person in the world who's had this experience. I've had this experience. Literally hundreds of people that are on the podcast. You can hear the podcast. There are hundreds of people who have had that experience. I am so happy for you. Have you shared this delightful experience with other people?
I do. I sing Dr. Yardley's praises every opportunity I get.
That's great.
Because it's true.
It is,
and I wish everybody could have an experience with Dr. Yardley, because it's just, it's pretty amazing when you find a doctor who actually doesn't want you to come in all the time.
Yes, that's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Lisa, it has been a joy to chat with you. Thank you for making the time to talk with us about
your
experience.
Thank you for having me. Any opportunity to sing Dr. Yardley's praises, I do it. Thank you for having me.
Lisa, we appreciate you being on. I hope your husband is as happy as you are with the way you feel.
He is.
He was the one that sent you in. That's great.
All right, take care,
he
Lisa.
Is. Thanks, Dr. Yardley. Thank you for everything.
Our pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Now, you don't have to be in as much pain as Lisa was in to contact the doctors at the Yardley Hall Institute to find out if you can get healthy. You might have just a little pain. Don't put it off any longer. You just heard a great example of why that's a bad idea. Find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Hall Institute. In fact, if you call right now during the show, we're going to offer you a very special deal. Usually it's a $148 value for the first visit. It's just $38. Now, you'll prepay with your credit card, and you have to call right now. You get all the tests done with the doctors to determine if you're a candidate for care. They're not going to accept you unless they are confident that they can actually help you. A $148 value right now, just $38, but you got to call right now during the show. 866-704-1047. Again, 866-704-1047. And by the way, you can book your appointment at the Yardley Hall Institute at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to the podcast of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally. You can download and subscribe to all the podcasts at yardleyinstitute.org.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley and the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, I have met hundreds of patients of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, and I've interviewed dozens of them. And I want to tell you that there is a difference that we've all seen. It's truly remarkable. I've seen people come in for fibromyalgia and sciatica to find out also that their depression abated, lifted. I've seen people go in to have their necks worked on because they're being told you got to have surgery. And I found out that no, they didn't have to have surgery. It's all about the gentle, non-invasive care at the Yardley Institute. That's what the doctors practice, and working in the brain-body connection. If the brain-body connection is severed, well, it's the worst. But if it's aided, well, it's the best. Call and see if you are a candidate for care. Meet with one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. Great to have you listening today. Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk with your patient, Cheryl, who has only been with you for a short time, but she's had pretty remarkable results, hasn't she?
Yes, she has. She actually lives on Anderson Island. You know, there isn't a week goes by that I don't get people calling me, not wanting to travel the distance, trying to find someone closer, and usually that's not possible. Here we've got a woman that lives on an island, and she travels over regularly for the care, and she's seen great results.
Let's talk to her. Cheryl, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
Dr. Yardley is here.
Hi there.
Hello.
You two sound like friends.
We are.
That's right.
Well, Cheryl, tell us what led you to see Dr. Yardley. Tell me what your condition was.
Well, there are several conditions, mostly from years of panic attacks, sleep problems, neck and shoulder pain, back pain, you know, I had seen others that sought help for it, and I heard Dr. Yardley's show over the years. At first, I thought he was too far away and found out he was really close, went and saw him.
No, so let me come back here a little bit with your, I think you mentioned sleeping. You had pain when you were sleeping?
Yes, I was nicknamed the wiggle worm. I moved all night long because I could never get comfortable.
Wow. And what about, you talked about back pain and also neck pain. Tell me about that.
Well, I work at home and I'm at the computer a lot. So, you know, it was very uncomfortable to sit in front of a computer. Just the neck pain, constantly having to get up and move around and try and get comfortable.
What was interesting to me was this wasn't a new problem. You've been living with this for about 5 to 10 years, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And it also was creating brain fog, and your memory wasn't working too well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
that was one of the first things I noticed, having treatment with you.
Mm-hmm.
There's some clarity, huh? Well, help me out here, too, with the panic attacks. Now, that's kind of an unusual thing. What was tied to the panic? Do you have any idea?
I really don't. They started when I was around 12, and they actually dissipated during the day. I'd gotten control of them during the day, and then they started turning up at night. And now, since my treatments, they've really backed way off.
Well, let's talk about this. So you go to see Dr. Yardley. Mm-hmm. You've heard the show. Did you find that the procedure was very painful and invasive? And what are you laughing about?
Pain, what is that now? No, I was actually, when he did the first treatment, I was laying on my side. My husband was there, and I was just bracing for a snap or something. And just the lightest touch, and it was, wow.
You sound amazed when you said the lightest touch. It's like there must be something that follows that. Tell me more.
Well, you don't really feel anything. I could hear, I don't know, just like a little brushing. When you turn your head on a pillow, that kind of a noise.
Okay.
That's all that I heard. That's all that I really felt. When I sat up, I felt different in that I know that something was going on, but I don't really know how to explain it other than that it felt like a release.
And how long was it before your memory fog and sort of your brain fog dissipated?
I started to notice it within a couple of days, just noticing that I was able to stay on track easier with work. I'm a realtor, so you have to remember a lot of things and keep on track and be able to switch from one task to another.
Now, I'm a big fan of sleep. So you started sleeping much better, didn't you?
Oh, yes, much better. I could sleep through the night. I would get up once in the middle of the night, where before I would get up 4 and 5 times. I would get up and play on my iPad or whatever.
Yeah.
To bore myself and get back to sleep.
How is how is the pain that you were experiencing when you were sleeping? Did that just go away?
Yeah, it's gone now. No more pain while I'm sleeping.
Mm. You got heart palpitations during the night as well.
Yes.
Yeah, night and wasn't your good time of the day, was it?
No, and thank you for reminding me that I haven't had any, so I totally forgot about it.
See, isn't that the amazing thing? And you're not the first patient to say, you know, that something that was a problem vanished and you actually forget about it because you're not dealing with it anymore.
Right. And I would get up in the middle of the night and take antacids, too. And now that you remind me about the heart palpitations, I don't take the antacids at night anymore.
Now, see, that I didn't know about.
I didn't realize until you brought it up.
So tell me this, Cheryl, how has your life changed as a product of this relief that you've gotten from all this pain? What's happened?
I have outlook now, amazing outlook. I want to ride the Seattle to Portland ride coming up this next summer.
The STP, sure.
The STP, and I really didn't think I could do that just a few months ago. I didn't think that it was going to be in my future. And I see a lot more things in my future now physically that I was starting to lose hope.
And you would recommend Dr. Yardley to others?
Absolutely. In fact, I don't know why everybody doesn't go to him. I waited 6 years, and why did I wait so long?
Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for making time to talk with us today.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. And it's great that you're feeling better.
I'm feeling amazing, and Thank you so much. I can't say it enough.
Well, it's our pleasure.
It sounds to me like you really dramatically turned her life around, Lee.
Well, we made it possible for her body to turn around. That's true.
And that's what you're doing. You're restoring the brain and body connection, and the body essentially heals itself?
That's correct. We don't heal. The body heals.
Does that sound good to you? I bet it does. It sounds good to me. Here's what you can do. Why don't you contact Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., or the Yardley Institute, and find out if you're a candidate for care with them. If you call right now, you get a $148 value. The first visit, $148. You get it for just $38 if you call now during the show. You want your credit card ready. You're going to get a series of tests, metrics, to determine if you're a candidate at the Yardley Institute, right?
That's correct.
It's just $38 still. It's a great thing. And here's the phone number, 866-704-1047. 866-704-1047. $38 if you call now. Find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Get rid of that pain. 866-704-1047. You can also book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for the Yardley Institute and the doctors of the Yardley Institute. I will never forget my first treatment at the Yardley Institute. I couldn't believe the detail and the care they take to get to know your body. See, the doctors at the Yardley Institute, they don't guess. It's all about the data. It's all about getting to know why. Why do we hurt? See, in the medicine world, the drug world, they treat symptoms. Certainly, sometimes drugs are needed, but the symptoms, it's like going to your house that has dry rot and saying, hey, I painted over it, it's fixed. No, they go to the root of the issue. Fibromyalgia, sciatica, even depression, headaches, people facing surgery. When they restore the brain-body connection in the gentle, non-invasive way, so much is fixed. Call and see if you're a candidate for care from one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047. That's the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Dr. Yardley, I want to talk with you about a topic that I know is near and dear to your heart, and it's one that I'll bet you most of the people listening right now have experienced in one time or another. I want to talk to you about acid reflux and the little purple pill.
Yes.
And the odd thing is, we're talking about, I mean, Dr. Yardley here, you're all about lining up the brain and the body.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work with acid reflux?
It's interesting, you know, because you said that almost everyone has it once in a while. And
sure.
I think having it once in a while is not an issue. It's when you're getting it all of the time. So much
right.
so that you find it necessary to start taking something to neutralize the acidity, an antacid, which, you know, could be one of the purple pills, Prilosec, or any of that the purple pill family. The problem with acid reflux is it can create problems in the long term. If it continues, it can result in ulcers. If it continues, it can begin to eat away in that the food pipe, the esophagus that goes from mm-hmm. the mouth down to, and that can result in a thing called Barrett's esophagus, where scar tissue forms. And if that goes on long enough, you can even develop cancer of the esophagus.
Now, you actually encountered this in what, a colleague early in her time with you?
Well, yeah. You know, one of the benefits of our benefit package for the people that work at the Institute is that they have the opportunity of personally coming under the care that we provide, and virtually everyone takes advantage of that.
Sure.
And I had a case of a young lady in her 20s that started with us a few years back, and she took advantage of that. Now, one of the only issues that she had is that she had this acid reflux going on. And once we corrected that, you know, one of the things she experienced almost immediately is it disappeared.
When you say corrected that, you mean the brain-body connection.
Exactly.
And we need to take a second for those of us, for those who just joined us for the first time. When we talk about that, what are we talking about? We're not talking about twisting around your spine or something.
Oh, no.
Tell us what you do.
Not at all. What can happen for many people is the as a result of auto accidents and various injuries that can occur in a person's life, the head starts sitting crooked on the neck.
Okay.
And this starts creating not only a mechanical effect at the top of the neck,
right.
but a neurological sub-effect. And it creates a cascade effect. And one of the things that it seems to impact is a nerve called the vagus nerve.
What's the vagus nerve?
There are 12 what are called cranial nerves
okay.
that are primarily responsible for being able to wink and smile and all of various things we do with our head.
Right.
But they also can impact other parts of the body. And the vagus nerve, the 10th cranial nerve, is the longest of those nerves. And vagus is Latin for the wanderer. And what the things that it controls includes breathing in the lungs, the beating of the heart, the acidity levels in the stomach.
Cholesterol.
The production of cholesterol by the yeah. liver.
I have super high cholesterol.
See, 80% of the body's cholesterol is not in your food. It's produced by the body, by
right.
the liver. And if it's producing too much, and perhaps there's a reason for that. When we correct the brain-body connection, it seems in many cases to impact that vagus nerve.
But how is it possible? When just correcting that connection, what are you doing? What is the body doing as a result of correcting that connection?
The question to answer before that is, what is it doing when that connection is not connected?
Okay.
Yeah, and what happens is when the head shifts, even a millimeter or two, mm-hmm. Out of its normal position and then chooses to live there on a permanent basis,
mm-hmm.
Then mechanically things are not lined up in the upper part of the neck. And that starts having impacts neurologically. You see, if you take a look at that part of the body, it's so delicate. If you were to be able to, and you cannot do this, but if you could reach in and touch it, it would be instantly fatal. That's how delicate that structure is. So these structures, the atlas, the bone at the very top of the mm-hmm. neck, the skull, if they get out of relationship or out of place with each other, then it starts creating distortion into the neurological tissues, and this results in chemical imbalance, one of which can be a compromise in terms of or a malfunction in the acidity levels in the stomach.
So let's go back to your colleague who you corrected her brain and body connection, and what happened to her acid reflux?
Immediately normalized, which is quite amazing because people come to us with all kinds of problems.
Right.
And this seems to be one of the first things to change, the first things to respond. Clinically, over the years, that's what I've seen. And see, the problem with the antacids, the purple pills,
yes.
is it's changing a person's acidity.
Mm-hmm.
The food is not getting digested the way it's supposed to.
Because it's blocked. It's partially blocked, right?
Exactly. And you'll find that the calcium is not being absorbed the way it's supposed to. And guess what? This leads to osteopenia, osteoporosis, and literally, the food's going through your body raw.
Oh, okay.
And it rots. It begins to rot. I mean, your body is hot. So it's traveling through your body rotting. I mean, if that isn't a concern.
It pretty much is for me now. So by restoring the brain and body connection, your body gets out of the way of itself.
Yes.
And what happens?
To start functioning normally again. And if the acid reflux or the chemical imbalance is directly as a result from the brain-body connection, then voila, it begins to start functioning normally again.
Do you see people, their cholesterol levels normalize?
We do.
It's an amazing thing. Hey, when you think about it, I'm a person who deals with that genetically. That's the family thing. And
yeah,
I don't know about you. I find this fascinating. And perhaps you want to find out if you are a candidate for Dr. Yardley and his procedure. Okay. You want to contact the Yardley Institute. You can find out more over at yardleyinstitute.org. That's Yardley Institute.org. But here's an added incentive for you. Usually $148 to drop by the office, right?
Exactly.
We'll save you $110. If you're
Sounds
willing to
good
do
to me.
It should. If you're willing to do the prepayment right now with your credit card, it'll be $38 for you to go by and find out if you're a candidate for the procedure at the Yardley Institute. And you guys this isn't just a little chat, right? You put them through some tests?
We do. We do. And it occurs to me they could take their spouse out to dinner with the money they save.
Ooh, that's true.
Yes.
That's true. The added incentive. So if this all makes sense to you, if you want to know more, why don't you go find out if you're a candidate for the Yardley Institute? $38 if you prepay right now. You'll need your credit card. Here is the number to call. 866-704-1047. One more time, 866-704-1047. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients of the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
I discovered how powerful the Yardley Institute's gentle, non-invasive treatment can be. Hi, it's Todd Herman. My joint pain is gone. My sciatica is gone. My headaches are gone. Stop living with the pain. Patients of the Yardley Institute have seen remarkable results from headaches, migraines, vertigo, neck and low back pain, sciatica, fibromyalgia, and neuropathy. Make an appointment with one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Go to yardleyinstitute.org. Restoring health, improving lives naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. We'll be right back after Cairo Radio News.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. Good to have you listening here this Sunday. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here with me. Dr. Yardley, in just a second, we're going to talk to Erin, one of your patients, who you've seen for some time. And what did she kind of bring to you when she came in the door?
Yeah, I first met her about 5 years ago. Don't see her all that often now, about 3-4 times a year. But she had been living with problems, even though Erin is really a young lady.
Yes.
She had been living with problems for years. And they weren't going away. And they were affecting her quality of life.
Now, this happens to you a lot. You have a lot of people who have come to you kind of as a last resort.
That is true. That is very often the case.
And that is because they just literally, you know, they've been living with the pain for so long and have had trouble getting rid of it.
That's right. And we don't help accept everyone for care, but we help virtually everyone we do accept for care.
Well, let's talk to Erin. Erin, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So tell us what your situation was when you walked into Dr. Yardley's office. What were you suffering from, Erin?
Well, I had severe back pain from my neck all the way down. I had been in a car accident when I was about 16. It was a 4-car collision about freeway speed, so it was pretty severe. And I had, at that time, gone to an osteopathic physician, and his theory was that I was young and that I would be fine. And unfortunately, I was not fine. As I started growing and developing, I started developing issues where my back would constantly pop out, my neck would, I didn't sleep very well. I was a server at a restaurant, and so every evening I would come home and I'd lay on the floor and I'd pop my back into place because it would go out about 4 times a week. And so that's what I lived like. And I really didn't know anything different because I was so young when it happened that I just always grew up having that there, and I just learned to live with it. And that's where I was at when I walked in.
So how did you come to see Dr. Yardley?
Well, I had actually gone to a wedding expo with a friend, and she she saw the chiropractor there, and she just encouraged me to go over and talk to him. And so I was very skeptical. I was like, no. And she's like, just do it. What do you have to lose? And so I went over there and met with him and talked with him and ended up coming in to Dr. Yardley's clinic. And that's how I started out.
So tell me what the process was like. Was it a difficult process? Was it gentle? Was it invasive, non-invasive? What was it like?
No, not invasive at all. In fact, when I came in there, they hardly touched me, and I thought, well, this is just really weird. Let's see if it takes.
And did it?
It did. In fact, I left, and I had to drive about 45 minutes to meet some friends. And as I was driving, I started getting kind of lightheaded, not in a dangerous way, but just I was feeling a difference in my body. And I thought, this is really weird. That guy hardly touched me. And from there on, it's just been miraculous, nothing short of miraculous, amazing, the difference in my life.
And Erin, not that you needed it, but you noticed a change in your weight in the first 7 to 8 months without changing anything, right?
I did. I lost about 20 pounds. I didn't change a thing. I didn't eat anything different. I wasn't exercising more. I just started losing the weight all of a sudden.
Your body was just metabolizing more normally. That was the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so here you are a number of years later, 5 years later from when you first saw Dr. Yardley. And how do you feel today?
I feel great. I feel great. I now work in an office, and when I first started coming to Dr. Yardley, I would have to put my keyboard and my mouse up on a box and so I could stand, because my back and my neck would hurt so bad through the day. I'd just be rocking back and forth trying to get through the day. And now my neck hardly ever cracks. I don't wake up with pain. It's just, and the difference is incredible.
What has that meant outside of your work life? Has it changed just your everyday life?
Yes, absolutely. Like I said before, because I had grown up with that pain, I didn't really know anything different. I just learned to live with it. And when I started experiencing a change in my body where I wasn't having that pain, I started doing more things that I didn't even realize that I couldn't do before, like water sports and just working outside. I live on 9 acres, and so I'm always outside. And now I can go out and I'm not limping around. I'm not having to stop and guard myself and they go, okay, my back, I can't do that. But now I don't think about my back at all. I just walk and do whatever I want to do. So wonderful.
And another sign that your body was now starting to function more normally was that your skin started clearing up too.
It did, yeah. I had bad acne from the time I was a teenager. And as I got into my 20s, it never really went away. It got a little better, but it never fully went away. And now I don't have hardly any acne at all. I mean, occasional.
Exactly.
Amazing. Well, Erin, thank you so much for making the time to chat with us.
We appreciate it, Erin. Always a delight to talk to you.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Yardley, I am just astounded by how somebody can come to you for a problem with their back and these other maladies seem to diminish dramatically.
It's the difference between disease care and health care. We're not identifying and extinguishing. We're normalizing the body's process.
That's right, letting the body heal itself.
Exactly.
Maybe you are a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Here's what you're going to find out, because it is a tremendous change for you, but you really don't know until you've visited with them. So here's what we've got for you. It's a special deal. Usually it's going to cost you $148 to go in. It's non-invasive, very gentle, but you run a bunch of tests, right?
All series of metrics, yes.
Okay, so that's usually $148, but you're going to get your credit card ready, because if you call during the show right now, it's just $38. $38. You can go in, you get the tests done, you find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. 866-704-1047 is the phone number. 866-704-1047. Get your credit card ready. $38 if you call now. That's 866-704-1047. You can also book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with the doctors at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Sam, a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Sam suffered a spinal injury in 2010 while serving in Iraq and could never quite get right and heal. So you look around, you go through the primary doc, you go through the VA doc. What did you experience as Sam, the patient at the Yardley Institute?
It was a vastly different experience than what I've experienced with any other doctor. The moment I walked in the door, everybody had smiles, and it was a very welcoming kind of place to be. And then when I saw Dr. Yardley, he was very congenial. Big smile on his face, wants to know what the problem is and how he can help.
How long did it take before you started to see results?
Within the third visit, almost all of my pain was gone. And within a month, I have mostly no pain. It's done an amazing recovery for my spine.
What's it mean for you lifestyle-wise now?
Yeah, it's amazing. I do a lot of things. I'm a really busy person, and I can't be bored, mentally. The pain was causing me to be bored because I just couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
And now I can get back into doing the things I love and enjoying life.
So. I love it. We thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Call now during the show when it's just a $38 credit card prepayment. That's a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Headaches. Dr. Yardley, I want to talk to you about headaches. I am a person who, I get them very rarely. I get them usually just before I'm going to get sick. It's very rarely, but I know there are people that get them a lot and that I'm not necessarily normal. What do you know about headaches? What can you do about them?
Well, I could certainly agree that you might not necessarily be normal. I'm like you. I don't get headaches.
Okay.
And but in my 30 plus years of practice, I have certainly had the opportunity to sit across the table from many thousands of people that live with headaches. Perhaps if I had to pick the one most common symptom that I see, it would actually be headaches. And the world is really made up of two people. And the first kind of people are the people that you ask them about headaches and they say, doesn't everyone get headaches? I mean, isn't that normal? Isn't that part of being human? And they just live with it.
Right.
They live with it, taking medication, just thinking this is the way life's supposed to be. The second group of people, you know, they say like, what is a headache? Well, you know, they just don't know what it is. So, you know, when you look at headaches, there are three kinds of headaches. There are tension headaches, there are cluster headaches, and there are migraine headaches. Now, there are subcategories to those. We're just not going to get into the details of defining what they are. These are all, you know, they're just painful. They're no fun to live with.
And I've had a professor that had migraine headaches when I was up at Western, and they would, his migraines would lay him out for weeks at a time. The whole darkened room, the dark glasses, the whole thing.
That's so true. With migraine headaches, I classically say it punches holes in your life because once it hits, you're checking out from life, dark room, vomiting, not doing much until that headache passes. Maybe a few hours or maybe a day, day and a half, and hopefully not weeks, but then you come back into life again.
So let's talk about a couple of your patients. You had one named Timothy, I believe, that you treated.
Yeah, Tim came to me. Tim was 38 years old, and okay. He'd been involved in a motor vehicle accident. And motor vehicle accidents, people don't realize that you can be actually exposed to as much as 12 G's of force when you're involved in a whiplash-type injury. And so he'd been experiencing a number of things as a result of that motor vehicle accident, and one of them is a thing called brain fog. And I picked up that term from my patients. It's not one that I've created,
okay. But
it has to do with the fact that the brain just doesn't work the way it was before. It doesn't click. It's not spontaneous.
It's fuzzy.
Yeah, you can't always express your thoughts.
Yeah.
You know what your thoughts are, but you have difficulty verbalizing them. And he had this. He was also experiencing a lot of head pressure. And when he graded it on a scale, a pain scale from 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, he graded an 8 out of a 10. So clearly he was living with a lot of pain.
Okay.
He was trying to self-treat it with Tylenol and then not so self-treat it with Vicodin because he did that. Of course,
it's
that's a prescription
bad
drug
too.
Yeah, yeah, and so he was using this just to make life tolerable and,
right,
and
to get through.
Exactly. But he'd heard about the work that we did. So when we evaluated him, we found that there was a definite compromise in the brain-body connection. The head wasn't sitting straight on the neck. All the testing showed us that things up in that area were not the way that they should be. So we launched upon a project to try and get that corrected for him. We started doing a program of care and getting that corrected. And 4 weeks down the road, I sat down with him, and here's what he said. He said that the pressure was less intense and it was no longer daily because he was getting it every day before.
Wow.
So we continued, and it was another month down the road, and he indicated that the headaches, the head pain, the head pressure was 70% better. And then another 2 months later, he reported that it was 90% better.
Restoring the brain and body connection.
Exactly. It is. Doing so very safely, very naturally, without any kind of pain. You know, it's enabling the body to heal itself.
Now, what about Glennis? That was another person. I think she was involved in a motor vehicle accident also, yes?
Yeah, she was not, actually.
Okay. So what about Glennis?
Glennis illustrates how these things can develop. And you don't have to be in a motor vehicle accident. Other things can cause them. Now, Glennis was 53 years old, and she was dealing with head tightness about 3 times a week, and she attempted to treat this with Tylenol and Benadryl. What had happened, though, for Glennis was she'd been injured 5 years beforehand in a physical fight.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. And then about 3 years after this, suffering as much as she was, she had a dear sister that tried to help her. And what the sister did was she grabbed her neck and cracked it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And immediately things got worse.
So she came to you.
Yes. 2 years later, after that happened, she came to see me, and we evaluated it, and there was very clearly problems going on up in that area. So we outlined a proposed solution for her, and she accepted and started it, and things began to improve almost immediately.
And it wasn't too long down the road that the pain and the pressures that she had were gone completely. And actually, they did not return.
So you sound like you would be advocating that the whole idea that, well, you just live with your headache and you just take your chemicals, you know, you take your Advil, you take your Tylenol, that maybe that's not the best way to deal with it.
I would say this. If you get a sudden severe headache like you've never had before, go to the emergency room. But if you're living with chronic headaches day in and out, week in and week out, year in and year out.
Ongoing pain.
Different story. At that point, usually by the time they get to the Yardley Institute, they've tried everything else. And if I had to pick the one most common symptom we see, it is headaches. And often it comes from a compromise in that brain-body connection.
I bet this is ringing a bell for some of you. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me at all if you're going, yeah, I get headaches all the time and nothing's up. You know what? Maybe you're a candidate for Dr. Yardley, D.C., and the Yardley Institute. Here's what you do. Give them a call. And let me give you a little extra motivation to do that call right now, because usually the first visit, $148 when you drop by. But we're going to give it to you today for listening to the show. Get your credit card ready. You call now. It's just $38. But they're not going to skimp on you for $38. You're still going to give them the tests, right, Dr. Yardley?
Run the metrics.
The idea is to find out if, in fact, you're a patient and you can be helped by the Yardley Institute. 866-704-1047. One more time, 866-704-1047. You don't have to live with that pain anymore. Give them a call. 866-704-1047. You can also book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? The doctors at the Yardley Institute are here to help you. Their non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman here with Cheryl. Cheryl, what led you to see Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and tell me what your condition was.
Well, there are several conditions, mostly from years of panic attacks, sleep problems, neck and shoulder pain, back pain.
How about now, after care with Dr. Yardley? Are you sleeping better?
Yes, much better. I could sleep through the night, where before I would get up 4 and 5 times.
How about the memory and brain fog you talked about? How long before that went away?
I started to notice it within a couple of days. Just noticing that I was able to stay on track easier with work. I'm a realtor. You have to remember a lot of things.
Tell me this, Cheryl. As a product of this relief that you've gotten from all of this pain, how's your life changed?
I have outlook now. Amazing outlook. I want to ride the Seattle to Portland. I really didn't think I could do that just a few months ago. I didn't think that it was going to be in my future. And I see a lot more things in my future now physically that I was starting to lose hope.
Call now during the show, and it's just $38 credit card prepayment. This is a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with one of the doctors and find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. Learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Dr. Yardley, in just a moment, we're going to talk to one of your patients, John. But I want you to give us a little background. Who is he? What's his background?
John came to us April of this year, and John's career, his profession is basically dealing with some rambunctious characters. He's an armed security officer.
Okay.
And about a few years ago, he had to deal with someone that didn't really see things his way.
Uh-huh.
And I'm sure John dealt with it appropriately, but it left John with some issues as well, which is why he came in to see us.
All right. Well, let's talk to John. John, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you.
So you had this event that happened 3 years ago. What did it leave you with? What was your physical condition when you went in to see Dr. Yardley?
Well, I was having issues with numbness and tingling in my hands, especially when I tried to go to sleep. And it had come to a point after several months where it would ache so much that I'm a grown man. I feel like crying. And I was at my wit's end.
Tell me about you had some, that was in your hands. You also had some issues with your arm?
Yes, yes. And it would, this numbness would radiate down my arm to my hand. And it was they were telling me, the medical doctors were telling me it was a pinched nerve and that it would, you know, work its way out. Well, it never did, and the symptoms kept getting worse and worse to a point where I wasn't able to sleep. So I went to a medical professional, and they said that I would probably lose the use of my hands if this continued. So I sought other medical help, and I went to a surgeon who said that they were going to have to slice open my neck in the front and work towards the back and fuse some of my vertebrae in my neck, leaving me a little bit stiff-necked. And this would only last for three to 5 years, what they told me, and it was not 100%, and they'd probably have to do it again. So I heard Dr. Yardley's program, and I gave him a call, and, the rest is history.
Wow. So, I mean, they were literally talking about performing extensive surgery on you, and that surgery wouldn't last for any length of time.
That's true. Yes. And I just didn't see any sense in, somebody slicing open my neck and working in there, turning me into a Frankenstein's monster.
That sounds, it sounds frankly frightening to me. Did you find yourself, you know, scared at the prospect of that?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Because, you know, the non-permanence of it, it was not a fix-all. It was just a temporary thing. Like I said, I was at my wit's end. I had no idea. Then I heard Dr. Yardley's program, and it made sense to me that, you know, aligning the body and the mind and getting everything and working, it just made sense to me. So I went to him, and ever since then, I'm about 80 to 90%. I have no problem sleeping. I'm able to get back into my exercise regimen. I'm doing 80 to 90% better now.
Now, when you talk about 80 to 90% better, and you're talking about your arm and then your hands, is most of the tingling gone from your hands? Is the aching in your arm gone?
Yes. Since I've been to Dr. Yardley, I have had no aches or pains in my arms, my legs, or anything. 80 to 90%, I still have, my hands will fall asleep every once in a while I'm sleeping, but I readjust myself, and it's fine, so... But compared to what it used to be, I'm much, much better.
So tell me about the procedure with Dr. Yardley. I mean, you had surgeons who wanted to open your neck. Was Dr. Yardley's procedure invasive? Was it something that jerked you around a lot?
No. I've been to chiropractors where you actually hear the crack and feel it in your neck. And when Dr. Yardley performed his little magic, I heard just a little pop, and I felt nothing.
So it was a gentle process.
Yes, it was very gentle. I no jerking, no nothing. It was, what he did was so precise that I've only had one other adjustment since then, and it's definitely changed my life.
Yeah, one of the things about John's case, it's an interesting case because his neck, in terms of damage and degeneration, wasn't especially bad, which compared to the cases we see all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is the approach, whether it's within my profession or other professions, is to try and address the disc issues in the middle of the neck.
Mm-hmm.
What they never look at is the head and how the head is positioned on the neck, primarily because they really don't have tools to address that. Yet that's what we do. That's our expertise.
Mm-hmm. So, John, you would recommend Dr. Yardley to other people suffering from the kind of pain you've experienced?
Almost definitely. I'm sorry to say they'd be a fool if they don't try it. At least go and talk to them.
John, thanks for making time to chat with us today.
Well, thanks for the time. Yeah.
Thank you, John. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Dr. Yardley, that's one of the more amazing stories that we've heard from any of your patients, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, John's done great.
I'm glad to hear it, too. So you've been listening to this, and perhaps you're thinking, well, maybe this could help me. I'm wondering if you're a candidate for care. Well, there's a way to find out. Dr. Yardley, the Yardley Institute, would love to chat with you. And let me give you an added incentive. You know, usually when you drop by the first time, It's $148. And that's what it costs. But if you call right now during the show at 866-529-1105, then it's just $38. And what you want to do is have your credit card ready because, yeah, you got to book the appointment now during the show. You'll receive a series of tests, right, Dr.
That's
Yardley?
Right, series of metrics to see if you're a candidate.
And it's, once again, everything is non-invasive, very gentle. The number to call is 866-529-1105. $148 value. Call right now for a prepayment of $38 with a credit card. 866-529-1105. All right, we'll continue with Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally next.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues that patients at the doctors at the Yardley Institute have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. In my time of being a patient there, I've met hundreds of fellow patients, and I've interviewed probably 20, 25. There's a consistency. I went in for joint pain in a very, very specific part of my body, my knees. Dr. Lee Yardley taught me about the brain-body connection and illustrated to me what happens if that's severed. Well, I understood that's the worst possible outcome. But what about when it's corrupted? Under the gentle, just caring approach of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., I found that not just my knees got better, but so did my hips. And you want to know what else is bizarre, but makes sense given the brain-body connection? So did my sinuses and depression. Yep, all the doctors at the Yardley Institute can help you with this gentle, non-invasive treatment. Call and find out if you are a candidate for care by one of the doctors at the Yardley Institute, 866-704-1047. 866-704-1047.
Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman for Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and all the doctors at the Yardley Institute. You know, over the years, I've shared with you many, many success stories. A woman who couldn't use her hands to garden. They wouldn't close properly. When Dr. Lee Yardley restored the brain-body connection using the gentle, non-invasive treatment that all the doctors at the Yardley Institute are trained to employ, she could do that again. I've shared with you people who were facing surgery only to find out that, nope, they didn't need it. Restoring the brain-body connection, which they do at the Yardley Institute, that solved it. But you know something I failed at? Is communicating to you the opportunity to not face these things. Find out about preventative care at the Yardley Institute so you do not end up in these positions. Call the Yardley Institute and talk about a preventative care program for you and your loved ones. The Yardley Institute's at 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. 1047.
The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.